Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day to take in the cultural cacophony and the surrounders of the music. I'm Amy Beth Arkery Show. We live together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another crazy week in the rear view. We'll unpack a few things, celebrate with some great music, and, you know, it's the weekend. So you should be in a pretty good darn mood, right? Are you listening live? It is Saturday, June 17th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central, high noon here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, the Facebook page and the pop-up chat box are available should you find yourself taking along for the live ride. And Twitter is a 24/7 oasis at AB Wright, all being helmed with the talented ever-ready TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show, by the way, brought to you in part by Old Navy. It's time to stock up for great styles and summer savings at Old Navy. Also by Dunkin'. The American summer runs on Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorites, like the iced culottas and the refreshers. America's summer runs on Dunkin'. And by PodNet. It's arts, it's culture, it's conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. Yours truly, once again, in the midst of all that mayhem, and loving it. Great week, unless you were you-know-who, the twice impeached, twice indicted, found once so far civilly liable for sexual assault and defamation, ex-rogue Oval Office occupant. Yeah, we'll unpack that indictment and why some folks are talking Pardon Palooza. All of that, Juneteenth, Pride Month, and, of course, some great music, including Your Forgotten 45. This is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Happy to have you aboard.
The child in the kitchen is cracking. The stairs through the basement are sinking. Somebody stole me. I'm walking through this city, trying to avoid the sidewalk crowd.
live in a dark park. Their bodies wishing it by. They're only a couple of crazy cougars. They're bored and spreading their desperate rumors. You know that I was never that cool, but I won. They take it for a fool. If they wanna talk trash, they can talk, 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 but they better come correct. And if you ever need me, call me, I'll come running straight to you. Straight from the airport, cut through the customs line, bust down the corner stores. Sydney, I would testify. Sydney, I would testify to ya.
We were in the basement, just giving our blood on stage and pretending that we were famous while you were getting framed.
Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day. No question about it. The people who stormed this building believed they were acting on the wishes and instructions of their president. And having that belief was a foreseeable consequence of the growing crescendo of false statements, conspiracy theories, and reckless hyperbole, which the defeated president kept shouting into the largest megaphone on planet Earth. The increasingly wild myths about a reverse landslide election that was somehow being stolen by our now president. Now, I defended the president's right to bring any complaints to our legal system. The legal system spoke, the Electoral College spoke. As I stood up and said clearly at that time, the election was settled. It's over. The leader of the free world cannot spend weeks thundering that shadowy forces are stealing our country and then feign surprise when people believe him and do reckless things.
Thank you. because the man in the tinfoil hat is sitting on the throne tonight. It kind of feels like a coup d'etat, but it's gonna be great, tremendous, amazing and all that. 'Cause the man in the tinfoil hat is tweeting like a teenage girl. He put the Pluto in plutocrat, but it's gonna be a huge, huge, huge new world. He hasn't got the time for losers. Let's stay do as he commands. He's writing checks to his accusers
with those tiny little hands.
Because the man in the tinfoil hat is sitting on the throne tonight. It kind of feels like a coup d'etat, but it's gonna be a huge, huge, huge new world. 'Cause the man in the tinfoil hat is gonna drain the swamp tonight and fill it up with alternative facts. And it's gonna be great, tremendous, amazing and all that. 'Cause the man
is right, you all gonna get the chair.
Two gun, but Tilda said it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, Molly, 'cause man, the shooting is there's a ride going on. There's a ride going on. There's a ride going on. We're up in cell block number 9.
They called the state militia to help them win the fight. Drove up to the prison in the middle of the night. Each and every trooper, he looked so tall and fine.
All the chicks went crazy up in cell block number 9. And there's a ride going on. There's a ride going on. There's a ride going on. Up in cell block number 9.
great Wanda Jackson. I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, winking a nod to Maury and Johnny Thiever's Hangover. Thank you guys for playing with me in real time. You know how much I like it. And yeah, as somebody say, if he ever finds his way to the Supermax cells, as my producer Trudy Hart wishes, there may be a riot going on in cell block number 9. Indeed. And it was 8 years ago this past week when you-know-who came down the escalator that fateful day when he announced his candidacy, and I'll have to tell you, we'd all be better off if he never did it. Both Republicans, Democrats, and himself. He would not be under these political woes and these legal woes, I should say, had he not become president. Boy, oh boy. Anybody else? Any other Republican? Any other Democrat? Certainly if Hillary had won, we would not be in this position to be this polarized with democracy hanging by a thread. We are, and we got to talk more about staying vigilant and making sure to vote blue no matter who. But there we go. And Mitch McConnell could have ditched the whole thing for us in that second impeachment trial, refused to convict because he said it's up to the justice system now, and yeah, it is. Now we'll see what Jack Smith and company do. Still a long way to go and maybe more justice shoes to drop, but yet Donald Trump is still high in the polls. Strange as it may seem, but it is true. Brett Denon's classic, Sydney, and they're on to me, Ari Heiss. That song is going to get some more play these days. Kind of shelved it for a while. Now it's back because, you know what, they're finally on to him because of his obsessions. This is so much self-inflicted wounds on the part of Donald Trump with this obsession to hold on to those boxes. They're mine. They're mine. I have a right to do it. All the misinterpretation and disinformation about the Presidential Records Act does not say he can hold on to them. It's the opposite. But we live in opposite land, so of course he has it wrong. And if he just gave it back, now there's talk there was actually a deal in the works, or it wasn't in the works because he refused to go along with it. One of his lawyers proposed a deal to be brokered with DOJ. Whether it would happen or not, who knows, but he won't even do it. This is how arrogant and stupid he is. It's a great combination. Anyway, what say you? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, and, of course, the lackluster speech he gave at Bedminster following the arraignment, where he talks about, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, but they have to get through me first, and I won't move. That is complete BS, spin BS from the authoritarian cult handbook. If you listen to people like Ruth Ben-Ghiat, who is an expert on this, she wrote a book called Strong Men, From Mussolini to the Present, talks about the playbook and how they make it about they're the avatar for your grievance. But these people have got to be, we're talking about appealing to, I say this in a very kind way, no to low, emphasis on the no, to low info voter, people who are not really paying attention to what's going on and what is at stake. But our democracy is at stake, and we have to all be vigilant on that for sure. Let's see what's happening over the Twitter feed, a few folks chiming in. Do we have anybody here? Jeanette says, the Trump indictment is not about merely having the documents. It's all about the obstruction, the lies, refusal to help get the documents back to their rightful location. Exactly, that's what I've been saying. If he had cooperated from the beginning, there would be no criminal charges. That, folks, is why he was indicted. Exactly what I keep saying. He had 18 months, by the way, for all these negotiations if he had just turned them over. Unlike people like the guy they have now, that young Marine, ex-Marine being held for disseminating information via a game place site on the Internet, that Teixeira guy. He's being held, by the way, without bail. Reality Winner, who went to jail for 5 years, was immediately arrested, never got out on any kind of bail. This guy is no bail, no turning over passports, etc. So, you know, you talk about being handled with kid gloves in a second-tier system that they keep talking about, not equal justice. Well, it's not equal justice. He's gotten special treatment from the get-go. And he had 18 months to do it. This is why it's so ridiculous. He just returned them, it'll be no harm, no foul. But instead, he refused. Still, I heard, I'm not sure if this has been confirmed. Somebody said yesterday, he now wants them back because it's his boxes. And what did he say? What did he say at the Bedminster speech? Well, it takes a long time to get through this stuff. It's very tedious, and I have a very busy life. And anyway, it was all intermingled with shoots and chews and everything. A typical hoarder, that's going to be the defense, the hoarder defense. It's crazy, 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 crazy stuff. Start debunking the defenses. There is no such thing as a defense for Trump. And just because he's been indicted doesn't mean we live in a banana republic, says Jess Cheryl. Exactly. It's the other way around. They had no choice. They had to indict him. And to start putting in the false equivalencies and the whataboutism with Hillary Clinton, which was investigated to the hilt, and by the way, hello, that investigation, the reopening of that investigation by Comey a few days before the election helped. I'm not going to say it was the only thing, but it certainly helped push Trump over the top in the Electoral College. We all know he lost the popular vote the first time around by over 3 million and close to 8 million the second time around. Hopefully there won't be a third time around, because I think somebody else has to emerge. But they're not going to emerge because they're all hanging around and dancing around it. Although I do see some cracks, because if you bothered to read the indictment, as I did, I hope you did too, it is very damning. And, okay, you can say he has the right to have his day in court. He absolutely does. And no one is above the law, and also no one is, guilty until proven so. Innocent until proven guilty, I get that. But to say it's nothing to see here, or to start playing the whataboutism card, or to say something stupid like Kevin McCarthy, well, so what if he kept the boxes in the bathroom? Bathrooms have locks. You get from the inside, Kevin, so you can go into the bathroom and have plenty of reading material at your disposal for a couple of hours. It is just crazy. But all this talk about pardoning him already. He hasn't been convicted, but they're already ready to pardon him. The only ones who will not pardon him out front are Asa Hutchinson and Chris Christie, everybody else dancing around it, although they backpedal and they say, well, we'll see how bad the charges are. And, Nikki Haley with her twisting herself into a pretzel beyond Romney's ever flip-flopping beyond Romney's ever conception is incredible. And even Pence though, says it's too early to tell. First he said it's horrible to think about him go to jail, but too early to tell, too hypothetical. So we'll see. If you read the indictment and you don't keep your hands in your ears and sing humada, 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 you might see that it's a problem. So I beg your pardon. Nobody's promising that rose garden. Wait, I'm here with our commission.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. Pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull.
Extreme on the Amy Berkley Show, and Politician for Dondi and for Shay. Thank you guys for chiming in and playing with me in real time. On the Amy Berkley Show, and of course, Lynn Anderson, I think that's going to be a not-so-forgotten 45. We'll get some play out of that one. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden for a bunch of folks, including Pearlie, Hallie, and Fritzy. Thank you guys for playing with me in real time. And, yeah, pardon Palooza. They're all scrambling to give the guy a pardon. Hasn't been convicted yet. We'll have to see how that happens. Way in, Twitter, AV Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet Chatbox. Good news out of Pittsburgh. The Tree of Life synagogue shooter was found guilty of all 63 counts, including counts of hate crimes, going on to the sentencing, whether it will be a death penalty or not. I think life in prison is the better bet, but again, it's always up for grabs regarding those stories. But hate crimes are certainly on the rise, as we're right now in the midst of Pride Month. A lot of hate crimes up in the LGBTQ community, especially against trans people. And Juneteenth is just around the corner officially. It's the first year officially that it's the national holiday. I believe Biden signed it last year. Or was last year the first year? Anyway, this coming Monday is an official holiday known as Juneteenth. A lot of celebrations going on this weekend. I think I'll be taking part of one of them at some point this afternoon. But a good day to celebrate the African-American heritage, music, arts, crafts, all of that, but also to remember the importance of the date. And basically, it was, you know, communication was so different back in those days. The Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1863. It wasn't until June 19, 1865, when the last of the enslaved people in the westernmost Confederate state of Texas in Galveston area were alerted with the arrival of 2,000 Union troops that they were, in fact, freed. This is how it was, you know, disseminated, and we didn't have the Google machine back in those days. So it's a very important holiday and an important time. But, of course, we know hate crimes are really up, and they have been up, an increase against African-American citizens, Asian citizens, LGBTQ, Jewish, Muslim, et cetera, since the nascency of the Trump candidacy and certainly his presidency, and we're still in the midst of it now because that's how detrimental this man and this movement, as known as Trumpism, has been to this country. And I'm not kidding around when I say this is just serious. I mean, there's some humorous parts about it with the boxes and his rhetoric, et cetera, but some of the rhetoric is dangerous and daunting, and some of the people that are still clinging to it, it's outrageous. I mean, he just had, actually on his arraignment day, this past Tuesday, a couple of these rogue congressional types. It wasn't a real hearing. It was like a mock hearing. They couldn't hold it in the congressional body of the, you know, the body where they hold Congress, but they had it in the visitor's room. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Gates, Gosar, and others held this mock celebration, this mock hearing to celebrate, quote, and get this, the Patriots of January 6th, these people who were have all already, many of whom have been in prison, some of whom are on trial now, a couple who died, one guy committed suicide, so his widow or his mother was on hand. They were being feted as patriots, as heroes, for trying to take down the government, trying to hang the vice president, trying to kill members of Congress. Outrageous. And some of these people themselves, certainly none of them should be in Congress as representatives, and some of them should also be in prison themselves. They were fetching pardons like Biggs and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was only on the job for a couple of days before she looked for a pardon. I mean, it's crazy. And this is the kind of stuff that goes on in this country with the right wing. And Kevin McCarthy, who's, as we know, a very weak speaker, allows it to happen because he has that thin lead. That's why we have to take back the House, the Senate, and maintain the White House. No kidding. Democracy is still precarious, for sure. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Anything anybody wants to talk about, by all means, please weigh in. Mickey says, you know, Fox News rants and raves about the two-tiered system and Trump indictment being bogus, but I would say if you take the indictment and you take a Sharpie, you know, Trump's infamous Sharpie, and wipe out the name Trump and put in the name Clinton, you would see how Fox would react radically different. Well, indeed, of course, it would just be the opposite. We live in opposite land, and it's always projection deflection. It's not a two-tiered system if you committed the crimes. You know, it's not piling on and victimizing him if he committed the crimes. Think about it like if he was a bank robber. Don't pick on me. Why are you giving me so many charges? If you rob 10 banks, you're going to get charged 10 times if we catch you. That's the way it goes. So he's done so many horrible things and lived a virtually consequence-free life for 77 years. Now, not completely. He did have to pay some civil cases and money, which who knows where he gets it now. Back in the day, he may have got it from daddy or just didn't pay it or borrowed it from a bank or something. Maybe he did have to pay it in some cases. But now he just ranks up the old riff machine on Twitter or his social media thing now and just puts out emails and tells people to give him donations and they send it in. It's craziness. It really is. Eileen Cannon is going to be a horrible judge, but it may be excuse me, I'm sorry. Tim says, Eileen Cannon may be a terrible judge, but the evidence is so overwhelming, even she will not be able to throw out the case. Well, we'll see. Again, that is a talk about this woman, Cannon, who originally tried to muck up this case on the civil side, at least in terms of delaying it. She has limited experience. She was a Trump appointee, which doesn't mean anything. Plenty of Trump appointees tossed out his bogus election claims, too. So she may surprise us. I don't know. We'll see what happens. She may not be as bad as you think, because she may want to over cross-correct. She was appealed and, you know, overthrown by the conservative 11th Circuit, who said she was out of bounds. So she may not want to be out of bounds again, but we'll see how it happens. Other people are talking about Jack Smith having this, what they call a back pocket New Jersey indictment, because some of the crimes were committed at Bedminster when he was supposedly flailing around those documents and saying he had them. I can't show them because they're classified, but I have them, and he still showed them. He didn't get charged with those. I don't know if they'll do that, though. To me, it seems if they do that, then people will start talking about piling on and shopping for venues. I think he should go straight for the January 6th situation, because that, of course, has some harsh charges as well. But we'll see. After we'll see how it goes and what will happen. Frog says, John Brennan, the author of Crossfire Hurricane and the current Trump indictment, says it's a real problem. He's still a threat to this democracy. Yeah, he's a threat. A lot of people are, you know, it's no joke. That's why I say you can make fun of it on one level. It would be funny if it wasn't so dangerous. And Charlotte poses a picture of all the boxes in the bathroom and saying, is this proof the Trump indictment is a scam? Come on, kids, wake up. Exactly. I hear you. I understand. I know what you're talking about. But we have to hang on to hope and stay there, and nobody can break our faith, huh? This is a beauty from Aretha Franklin and Mary J. Blige as we get wrapped up for Juneteenth on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
My Lord, I have read this book so many times, but nowhere can I find the page that says what I experienced. That life is meant to be hard. That's how I learned to appreciate my God. Though my courage may be tried, I can tell you I won't hide. Because the footprint shows you are by my side. You can lie.
But you never out of here. See my old friend Abraham. Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. You know, I just look around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. I just look around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. I just look around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some someday? Soon he's gonna be one day. Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone? Abraham and Martin and John.
Yeah, respect yourself. The Staple Singers for Kaylee on the Abby Beth Arkowitz Show. And Dion with that classic Abraham, Martin, and John, as we remember, it was last week, June 5th, 1968, 55 years ago, when we lost Robert F. Kennedy, the hope of the Democratic Party, the hope of this country, due to an assassin's bullet, and shattered a lot of folks' faith, that's for sure. But they're never going to break my faith. That's Aretha Franklin and Mary J. Blige. A song featured, by the way, on the soundtrack of the film Bobby, which is an oft-underrated film by an oft-underrated director, Emilio Estevez. What a good film. It kind of captures that era. It's not so much about Bobby Kennedy, but about people and how they were affected by his movement, his passion, and, of course, his death, taking on various stories at the Ambassador Hotel around the time that he was shot and killed in Los Angeles. Good film. If you want to check it out, please do so. He's a good director. He started out as an actor, of course, some lightweight roles in like The Mighty Ducks and all that kind of stuff, but really has turned his attention to directing these last several years. Another great movie of his is A War at Home, which also deals with people in the aftermath of the Vietnam War. So those are big issues for him, I guess, and just interesting movies. Check them out again if you're so inclined. And keep your faith when it comes to creating your own art. The Inspiration to Action Challenge helps some folks reconnect with their inner artists, and I love that when it happens. Royce in Wilmington, Delaware says, thanks so much for giving me the push, writing again various projects in the works. Good. Keep us posted, please. And if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also spiriting other folks on. And on the other hand, if you need a push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one's on me. Give me a week or two to connect. Do so via the website, amybetarkawy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Hey, while you're there, check out my stories. The award-winning Eliza Gordon Mysteries are available for ebook and paperback from Cozy Cat Press. Other goodies are there. And, yes, you can connect with us via social media, and we have links to the podcast, and you can also chime in with guest suggestions, big story and forgotten 45 requests. It's a one-stop shop deal at the website, amybetarkawy.com. And, yeah, the mouth can't work. We had some tough losses this week in terms of famous people and memorable people like Cormac McCarthy, the American author, hardscrabble writer of such classics as All the Pretty Horses and No Country for Old Men, passed away 89, I believe. Glenda Jackson, the two-time Oscar-winning actress for her roles in A Touch of Class and Woman in Love, passed away. Also some fun roles like Hopscotch and that kind of thing. And had a second career as a member of Parliament, so what a life she led, 87 years old. Daniel Ellsberg just died. He was the famous leaker of the Pentagon Papers, started off a lot of issues regarding government interference and kind of got the engine rolling for Watergate in the Nixon era. He was 92. And I learned just this morning that Carol Higgins Clark, the daughter of the famed mystery novelist Mary Higgins Clark, and a mystery writer in her own right, she had a series with a private eye, Reagan Riley, passed away at the age of 66, so you never know, folks, do your work while you can. And, of course, we lost earlier this week Treat Williams, the actor ubiquitous in the Hollywood scene for so many movies, Broadway shows, and TV shows, of course. Chesapeake Shores was a recent one, as well as, of course, his recurring role as Lenny, the erstwhile ex-partner of Frank Reagan on Blue Bloods. What a great job he did there. Treat Williams died at the age of 71. It was a motorcycle accident up in Vermont where he lived. Wow, very tragic. Indeed, it's ironic, I guess, that in the last episode of Blue Bloods for this past season, they talked about Lenny being ill. So then I thought when I first heard that he died, maybe he was really ill, but apparently it was just an accident. So anyway, sadness goes on. We do what we can while we're here, as they say. But one of the things that he sprung to fame for back in the 70s was the film version of Hair, remembering Treat Williams and everyone else who passed on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Why I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty night,
my hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
on the Amy Beth Arcui Show. And you know what, if you were hanging out at Monterey Pop Festival back in 1967, June 16th to the 19th, you were listening to Jimi Hendrix. You heard the Mamas and the Papas, Jefferson Airplane, Simon and Garfunkel, The Who, oh, so many great acts. Unfortunately, I was too young to enjoy the fun and the price tags, like $4 for a ticket, $2.50, I think, $2.50 to $4 or something. $4 must have been like a box seat or something. Amazing talent lineup, indeed. And just good stuff. And, of course, the Councils with a theme from Hair. Interesting, the Councils, the homespun apple pie kind of group, got the single for that song from the retro avant-garde at the time, 1960s musical. And the film version, of course, featured Treat Williams, who we passed away tragically at that horrible motorcycle crash in Vermont earlier this week. It is the Andy with Ark. We should thank you so much for taking along for the ride. One final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. A few folks chime in. We got some funny folks on our feed. I love it. Daryl says, the Miami cops are looking for a suspect who has 71 felony counts and who skipped out paying a restaurant bill. He's unarmed, but he's carrying secret documents. Yeah, apparently after the arraignment on Tuesday, Trump and his cohorts went to this cafe in the Cuban community in Miami called Versailles and acted magnanimous by saying, food for everyone. But then he left without paying any kind of bill for anybody. So. Typical Trump, very crazy indeed it is. Anybody else before we get out of here? I know there are a few folks in there. Lindy says, Trump can cry and make up all the stories he wants about the deep state, but true patriots know there's no excuse for espionage. He belongs in prison, not the White House. It's the big house, not the White House. Indeed, indeed, indeed. A lot of sentiment on our side of the aisle, but, you know, there are people fomenting all this stuff in the right-wing media sphere, Fox News, and worse places, too. So just we have to fight it. We have to be vigilant and vote blue no matter who. And I've got to say something about this group, No Labels. This is a group coming out where they want to have a third option for the presidency at a very tenuous time. So it's not a great thing from the get-go. But now they say, and they want to pick one Republican and one Democrat as a third-party option. But now they came out and they said, well, if Biden is leading in the polls by a huge margin, they'll back down because they don't want to be a spoiler. Well, obviously, those folks are not math majors, because if it's a very close lead, then maybe you should back down and not be a spoiler. If it's a huge lead, you don't need you. Either way, it's too precarious. Think about 2016 and Jill Stein, for example, who did have an effect on the races in very close states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Just keep that in mind. Vote blue no matter who, kids. We'll see how it all plays out, but more work ahead. Hey, Father's Day is coming up, of course, on Sunday. For those of us, it's bittersweet who lost our dads, like I have years ago. But I remember my dad, great guy, dry sense of humor, kindness, wisdom, patience, got riled up about the Mets, traffic, and politics. And boy, oh boy, he would be railing this weekend, because I know traffic ain't great, and the Mets are certainly not doing well, and the politics would drive him nuts. But a sweet guy, soft-spoken, and I think about the great memories, the great times, and his kindness that stays with me, that fuels my sense of justice and my love for the Mets. Unfortunately, I can't quit him, if you know what I mean. So if you have your dad, hold him close, have some fun, make some memories. If you only have the memories, cling to those and revel in them. And I wish you all the best, because I know it's a tough time, bittersweet for a lot of folks. We'll leave you with a doubleheader about the experiences of father and sons and fathers and daughters. Okay, thank you so much to the TCS crew, Tweeting Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters for keeping us moving. And thank you. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Please come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. You know I love you all.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax. Take it easy, you're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. Turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Thank you. change. Just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy.
All the time that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know.
Gonna paint the sign so you'll always know as long.